USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's doctors continue to treat him with the antiviral drug remdesivir, among other COVID-19 targeting therapeutics. The White House released a statement from the president's doctor, which says the president is not out of the woods yet, but is doing well. We also learned that Joe Biden tested negative twice for COVID-19 on Friday, but was not, in fact, tested on Saturday. As far as why the former vice president isn't being tested on a daily basis, Simone Sanders, Biden campaign senior advisor, tells CNN's State of the Union.
The vice president also noted that he would be tested today. He's going to be tested today. We are tested regularly.
Negotiations continuing between Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin regarding a new stimulus package. Financially, the sides appear to be about $500 billion apart. USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
The glass fire in Northern California is now just over 10% contained. Cal Fire saying it has burned over 62,000 acres and destroyed more than 800 buildings and damaged another 100. A red flag warning has expired, but evacuation orders and warnings are still in effect in Napa County. Lisa Broman Augustine owns a vineyard in Napa Valley, and she says rebuilding will be a challenge.
Property here in the Napa Valley is not inexpensive. In fact, it's extremely expensive. So for someone to have a little slice of the Napa Valley amongst the vines and in the hills usually takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity will be rescheduled until after October 19th, but committee work, like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, will continue. Senators will be allowed to join their committees virtually. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris will sit 12 feet apart during their upcoming debate, double the amount recommended by the American public health officials under normal circumstances. When it comes to vice presidential debates and preparing for them, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Newsmax,
"We went off the campaign trail about 4 days before the debate. And it was like training camp. It was like a boxer going to training camp. And in our case, and in a lot of cases, I'm not sure that, I know that President Trump probably doesn't do it. We had somebody actually playing Dick Cheney in the practice debates. But you spend a lot of time going over the issues, trying to figure out what's the moderator likely to ask, what's your opponent likely to say, and what are you going to say? Incidentally, I trained to attack George Bush and Dick Cheney for his votes way back when he was in the House of Representatives. He and I are friends, and I later talked to him. He also did the same to attack me.
A full slate of NFL games this Sunday, although two games did have to be postponed due to positive COVID-19 tests. The Tennessee Titans were supposed to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the New England Patriots were supposed to travel to Kansas City to play the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. And NASCAR drivers take the green flag at the Talladega Super Speedway just after 2 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.